When I think about reflection, I try my best to let go of ideas about quiet spaces, low lights, and perfect conditions. As I'm recording this, my dog is eating and drinking really loudly in the background. So I often don't have the right conditions or the ideal conditions to do everything I want to do. And this is why I really believe that reflection can happen at a rock concert, in a gallery, cooking supper, or wandering the supermarket aisles. Although it would be lovely to have a room of our own and a quiet space to do some solid thinking. Psychologically speaking, we could probably divide reflective thoughts into the practice of reflecting, ruminating, and mindfulness. And they all do different things, but I don't want to get too technical because actually, research shows that it's not how much you reflect, but what you do with the insights that brings you the greatest of benefits. So one of the many ways in which the reflection room works is by taking that insight and moving it into action, often with a supportive and challenging nudge from somebody else in the reflection room. So here's your invitation to spend 1 hour this August in active reflection. And to help, I've recorded 4 weekly prompts to support just 15 minutes of weekly reflective practice. It's as simple as listening to the audios, and there will be some activities if you want to do them, but it's not essential. So I always pair reflection with art, and I have put an image with the email that's gone out this week, which you will find described in this audio. So welcome to the Reflection Room. This is a tasting tour for August if you've been curious about joining us. Every prompt is paired either with art or poetry or both. And the first artwork I'd love to share with you is by artist Coral Woodbury. So this is a portrait of another artist, Ljubljana Himid, and it's been painted directly into a page from something called Janssen's History of Art. Now, I've not read this. I've never even heard about it before today. But apparently, it's one of the world's most influential art history textbooks. I think all we need to know is that for decades, books like this have largely, you know, kind of overlooked women artists. So what Coral has done is she created a series called Revised Edition, and she quite literally painted women back into the pages of these books where they should have been all along. I love this from a feminist perspective. And her inclusion of Ljubljana Himid's work is really cool in my sense, because her artwork covers questions such as who gets remembered, who gets represented, and who's been deliberately overlooked. So she's painted Ljubljana onto a page about another artist called Francisco Goya. And the idea here is that both artists challenge the stories that powerful institutions tell. So Goya's work, apparently, I'm going to have to go look at this now, is often celebrated for looking beneath appearances. And he painted kings and queens, but he didn't always flatter them. And his portraits were supposedly revealing things like power structures and awkwardness that you'd see beneath the surface. So I think in real terms, I'd think about, you know, modern day kind of photos of our royal family and how we like try to, we get people on social media who like try to break down the hidden meaning behind, I don't know, the way that somebody's walking or how things have been presented. It's probably something very similar. So Ljubljana does something really similar with her own work, her own artwork as an artist. Her work's asking stories, asking whose stories have been left out, but particularly the lives and contributions of Black people. And it invites us to think about the official versions of the past. But mostly, though, I just loved the idea that Coral's idea for this series didn't arrive in a studio or in a very quiet, thoughtful place. She spoke about how it came to her while she was walking in the woods. And I think that some of my best ideas come to me when I'm out and I'm kind of paying attention to what I'm thinking about, and that is reflection, rather than when I'm sitting trying to make something happen at my desk. So as I looked at this piece, I was thinking about the stories psychologically that we inherit and the stories we tell ourselves and how actually they probably can be revised. So from a social identity psychology perspective, this artwork would ask, who do we see as belonging here? And the stories we see repeated in books and galleries do shape our ideas about who can be a leader or, you know, an expert in a particular area in social media, for example. So when people are left out of those stories, it also influences how other people see, but how we see ourselves. Carol's work, this revised edition then, with this image of Ljubljana on top of the history book, is an invitation to kind of say who else's story is missing. And I thought you could do this as a reflection to think, where is your story needing some revision? Perhaps you've been overlooked or rejected. In fact, I can guarantee we've all been rejected for something in our time. But also, we're possibly guilty of leaving ourselves out of history or digital footprints because we might not go for something that we really want to do. We might think, oh, it's not for me, or perhaps we don't feel we have the confidence to do it. Maybe you've had an idea that deserved to become a book. Perhaps you could be featured in a magazine or shortlisted for an award or exhibited somewhere or spoken about or speak on a stage. Sometimes we dismiss all of these things before anyone gets the chance. So this week's reflection is simply this: where could your contribution be revised? And you know, you could take a broad brush to this. You could look in the last year, or you could look across your career. And where have you become used to seeing yourself as a supporting cast member? And I don't want you to think of this as just like kind of wishful thinking. It's about, I suppose, noticing where your own assumptions might be sitting with the evidence. So if you'd like to take this reflection a little further, why not make your own revised edition? It could be a collage or a scrapbook page, or even an activity you do with the kids. You know, you could ask them, if you were a character in any book, which one would you be? And or, you know, for yourself, which magazine would you feature your work in? Which bookshelf would your book sit on? Which exhibition would include you? Which stage would have you as a speaker? Sometimes imagining ourselves in those places helps us notice the assumptions that we've been carrying about where we do and we don't belong. P.S. One of my favourite things to do is to share the things that spark my own curiosity, because they often become the beginning of a new reflection. I discovered Coral Woodbury's work through a beautifully created collection by Maggie Hills for Art UK, created to support the 2026 GCSE Art and Design theme Women. It's a wonderful example of how following one interesting idea often leads to another.